concert tickets down the road may very well end up following the US system, which means that at the outset, when they go on sale, they could be a hell of a lot more pricey than you're paying now with this dynamic or demand pricing system. Joining us to cover that today from Choice is Jarni Blakely, their investigative journalist there. Thank you so much for your time, Jarni. Mate, straight out of the gate, the one artist that you would love to see if you could see a concert this year, who would it be?
Well, I do have tickets to Coldplay later in the year, which I'm quite looking forward to. Not sure I would fork out thousands and thousands of dollars to see them, but I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, and that's kind of where we're at the moment. I know we have seen a lot of this in the US, and before we get to the concert, let's sort of try and liken it to something, because we know that things such as airplane tickets, for those who use also Uber and things like that, I mean, there are surge pricing based on the most hot or most popular demands. The concept, though, we're going to see it leak over into concerts.
Yeah, so we do, as you mentioned, we do already accept some kind of algorithm-based supply and demand systems for other things in our society. Things like rideshare apps and, airline tickets and hotel bookings and things like that, you know, are based on these factors. But we haven't seen it on ticketing much in Australia, though we're starting to see it recently. So last year's Australian Open had tickets that were marked as in-demand tickets, and they went, for up to $6,000 to the men's final. And then similarly with the F1 this year in Melbourne, there was some tickets, not all tickets, but some tickets were marked as in-demand by Ticketmaster, which means that these kind of supply and demand factors are driving what the price is rather than a preset kind of system.
And let's be honest, essentially that means that artists that have got a lot of hype behind them, there's a lot of buzz around them making their way to an area. On the day that the tickets first go on sale, you would expect that you would be paying more of a premium for those than if you try your luck a little bit later on.
Yeah, well, it's hard to know. I mean, things like Taylor Swift, for example, last year they only got more and more in demand as the concert got closer and closer. So as those who missed out got more and more desperate to try and get tickets, so it's a tricky one. You know, in some cases they might get cheaper as time goes on, but in some cases they might stay the same or even get more expensive as the date gets closer.
Yeah, well, across in the US, I mean, Taylor Swift was one of the big ones that sort of went with the surge pricing earlier on. And again, if you just don't care what it costs, you've got to be there. You, to a certain extent, you don't care. I know another one of the bigger artists kind of at the other end, Bruce Springsteen, who he had a look at his, over in the US. He thought, well, you know what, we probably only got around 10 or 12 years worth of touring left, so bugger it, we're doing the surge pricing there. But being that's one of the artists I like, I was watching that, and then, of course, sure, tickets went on sale huge early, but, you know, the day before the day of, you can pick up a suite seat for about $50 if you're prepared to take chance the arm. So it's a bit of a gamble for both, isn't it, for those who want to put the prices up and for the fans who want to wait and see.
Yeah, so, yeah, obviously, yeah, there is a bit of risk involved in that, but, I personally think a lot of people, you know, the ticket prices should be pretty fair and consistent throughout the whole process. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, hey, the tickets are going on sale the 1st of, let's say, 1st of May for a concert. This is how much they're going to be. And you give everybody that wants to go an opportunity to we need to save up X amount of dollars or whatever. I believe both Ticketek and Ticketmaster, the two people who provide the bulk of the ticketing, ticketed events in Australia anyway, say the practice helps stop scalping. But I mean, would it be fair to say that, I mean, the higher the price, they're actually getting a bigger cut, or do they just get paid a set fee on a ticket?
Yeah, so we asked them that, and they didn't disclose how much they were getting paid per ticket. Though, you would expect that if it's a $6,000 ticket versus a $60 ticket, that these companies get a little bit more at least of that, I would suspect, but they didn't confirm that. But yeah, there was interesting this claim they made about, the tickets being dynamically priced would help prevent scalping. But from our perspective, you know, there's a law that says you can't scalp tickets for more than 10% of their original price. Mm. But if you don't know what the original price was because it was dynamically priced as a consumer, how do you know when that law is being breached? you know, if the ticket, if the tickets are, or, you know, maximum $100, then you know, well, okay, the maximum is going to be resale is $110. But if you don't know what the original price was, how do you know when you're being ripped off?
Well, that's a very good point as well. I mean, let's say you do go, let's say you're from a scalping point of view, or no, I'll be fair. Let's say you're from someone that buys a ticket and you can no longer go. So you buy your ticket for, say, a couple of $100, but then later on, surge pricing, all of a sudden those same tickets for $1,000, you go and sell your tickets for $800. It's still a bargain on the price of the day for the ticket holder, but you still walk away with more than 10%. So I don't know, mate. There's a million different ways we can slice this, Johnny, but I just think that the concert goer ends up getting screwed at the end.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, the way I see it and the way it's been playing out over in the US is that tickets are getting more and more expensive because of this system. Ticketek told me that in some cases tickets might get cheaper because of this system, but I mean, there might be some rare instances where that happens, but I think when you're talking about the big international acts, they're only going to get more expensive.
Yeah, I think the one time it does work in your favour, it's a statistical anomaly. But anyway, look, thanks so much for bringing that to our attention, Johnny. I really hope that we see less of it, but I don't think we are. Appreciate your time and enjoy your concert later in the year.
No worries, thanks.